Yesterday we started base. Again, we're talking about going in a boat. Going in a boat before Shabbos. We didn't finish base. It was kind of long. So let's get moving on that. Once again. As we saw yesterday and the days before, the reason why you have to go out on a boat, again, if it's not for a bar mitzvah, 3 days away from Shabbos, you have to venture out. Again, if it's a dvar mitzvah, it's okay. But if it's a dvar rishus, if it's not a dvar mitzvah, so then you have to leave 3 days before. Hatam, as we saw, the reason is onik Shabbos, because you get seasick. Shkol gimor yamim harishonim yishlam tsar bilbol, you get seasick. V'dafka l'mafligim b'yamim hamaluchim. Again, as we saw yesterday, that's talking about when you're going out into an ocean or a salty body of water. So it's the rock and roll of the waves, and also the sirchon, as we saw before, the effects of the salt water. Avanaros, but in rivers, ain't shum tsar lemafligim b'hem. It's not as issue is not as drastic. Ulepichach mutar laflig afilu b'erev Shabbos, and therefore you can leave even on erev Shabbos. If you're going on a river would be okay. Right, the Mishnah says you don't have to tell the guy to stop in it. You can just go. The who shlo yehida lo yadua lanu she'ein be'umkam asar tvachim. Avo makam she yadua lanu she karkas ha'svina l'karkas ha'nar pachus ma'asar tvachim. But as we saw before, that's if there's depth to the river. It's more than 10 tefachim. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, as we discussed before, so the Ramah says, asur. So then it would not be okay, let's say, schos l'tkum, to go outside the tkum. Because again, if the river is extremely shallow, like we discussed a few times ago, so then again, if you're going out and you're going a distance, you're going outside the tkum, going outside that 2,000 amos outside the habitation of the city. And that would be a problem. It's not any worse than traveling on foot. So again, and the water that you're in is not considered a separate rishus, and therefore there would be a problem mishum iser tchumim, because of tchum. So again, but if getting back to the original point, that if that if let's say it's deeper than that and it's a river, so the effect of the seasickness would be less. And therefore, you could leave even on Erev Shabbos. And the Rama says, "V'chein svina shi'itzarech ha'Yisrael lovely day malacha Shabbos." So too, let's say you know that again, it's not one of these pleasure. It's it would be a situation where if you go on this boat, whatever the situation is, you're going to have to come to do malacha on Shabbos. You're going to have to tie up something. You're going to have to help the sailors. You're going to have to. Don't think the way we normally think, like a pleasure boat or a cruise or something like that, when, you're not going to be asked upon to be called upon to do something, right? But maybe a smaller boat. You're in a boat with Mr. Howell and the professor and whatever those names were back there. A little historical reference there. yeah. So then you like that point, Mr. Hesworth? See what they learn, what you learn in yeshiva. So then, Osterly Khanis Ba Gimel Yamun Kalam Shabbos. So then you couldn't go onto that boat even 3 days before. Afilo Him Na'aras Hanovim. And even if it's a river, which is better, as we said before. Vihilamala Asara, and it's deep, it's more than 10 tefachim. But if you know for sure you're gonna be. You're going to have to do malachas, and it's a problem. Aval ein iser b'mash abahemos moshkos asfina b'svas hanar lo dami la alicha b'karan she'asur. Again, but if, again, it is deep, and again, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, and like on the canals, the Erie Canal, right? They had the animals pulling the boat. The animals were walking on shore. It was a tow line, right? And pulling the barge. So then again, if the water is deep meaning more than 10 tefachim deep, which is not so deep, So then again, the water is considered a separate rishus, and therefore the animals is considered a separate area, and therefore you would be allowed to go on that. Again, assuming you don't have to do any malacha, that would be okay. But we say by a karon, by a wagon, could you go on a wagon before Shabbos, again, without extenuating circumstances, and the wagon's going to keep on going? So would that be, that's not okay. So why is it different? The answer is very big difference. Because since the water, again, we're talking about a boat, the water is 10 tefachim deep. So therefore, it's considered a separate domain in halacha. Whereas again, you're going on a wagon, say a stagecoach or something like that. So again, you're traveling on the ground. So that would not be considered a separate rishus. Okay, so Emet Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue to discuss this. We still haven't touched upon, could you go on a plane? Would these effects be, how about a plane? How about a train? Other modes of transportation? Mostly. Clean out.